Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I am asked all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. When we celebrate our 250 years of glorious freedom, we will look back on tonight as when this new chapter of American greatness began.
That right there, Donald Trump, he addressed Congress last night, and he dropped it like it was hot. Drop it like a hot. Drop it like a hot. I was impressed. Chameleon-like, absolutely. I think aware of what's going on in the country and how people are starting to feel maybe, just maybe, uncomfortable with the choice they made as president. I don't think he cares about what the press thinks about him. I think a lot of that is for show. A lot of that's bluster. I wish he would put a lot of it away. It's a bit childish at times. I don't think he gives a rat's ass what anybody who's a politician thinks about him. Like, I have to be honest. I think he respects those men and women less on a daily basis, having seen how Washington works. I think, you know, like President Obama, what did they say yesterday? His and her books. They got a $30 million advance. His and her books. What do you think Trump's going to get in 4 or 8 years? Because you know he will drop it. He doesn't care. And I think he looks around and I think he thinks, who is this? What is this about? Who are you people? Last night was about the people. It was not about the party. And the sooner that politicians put people above party, the better we are as Americans. Yes, we can have our values. Yes, you can have your morals. I can have my morals. We can have our belief systems. But we all have to understand that there's got to be give and take in life. You don't always agree with everything your spouse does, your friends do, your kids do, but you compromise. That's what life is about. Compromising. That's what business is about. You get as much as you can, but at the same time, you realize that, you know what? You're not getting it all. Well, I want it all. Well, you're not going to get it all. So you can have 100% of nothing. Congratulations, you win. I thought his speech last night was chameleon-esque, meaning he borrowed from several past leaders. He morphed himself into something which I already believe he is, a very charming, real, and I think, dare I say, somebody who has a much bigger heart than he leads on about. All the talk of him being a moron and illiterate and stupid, shut up. You don't get to where he has gotten to. Somebody said the other day, well, you know, his dad gave him like $10 million. Yeah, and he's turned it into what? Like $6 billion? Oh, wow. That's a lot. We gave $500 million to Solyndra. They lost it in a year. Do you know how many people are in Silicon Valley right now that are broke as a joke and that a year or two ago had $50 million handed to them by venture capitalists? Doesn't guarantee success. No. So I don't want to hear about that. Smart guy. Took a look around, realized that the press that he was causing, some of it was his own anger. Some of it was his own fighting back. He took things personal. You can't do that in this business. I think he really wants to do things for the American people. He addressed a lot of those. And if you're a Democrat, and the way that you handled things last night, the way that you rolled people out afterwards, you're supposed to have a rebuttal. But that was a positive, forward-thinking speech. Used the word we a lot, not I. Talked about reaching across the aisle. We talked to somebody last hour, a liberal who called here from Vegas. Says, you know, I don't buy it all, but I'm hopeful. Well, I don't buy it all either, but I'm hopeful, and I'm going to give him a chance. He's going to earn me. He's got my trust, but he's going to have to earn. He's going to have to continue to earn that trust every day. But I'll tell you this. If he goes back to doing what he's doing, then nah. But actions in life speak louder than word. And if his actions match the words that came out of his mouth last night, he'll be around for a while. That I do know.
Repeal and replace Obamacare with reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care. So I am calling on all Democrats and Republicans in Congress to work with us to save Americans from this imploding Obamacare disaster.
It's imploding. It's an Obamacare. It's a disaster. We know that. You know that. I know that. I hear Democrats all day and people that have Obamacare or ACA, Affordable Care Act, say to me, what if I don't get? Well, let me tell you something. That what if is coming regardless of what this president does. If they do nothing, it's coming. Because you see, it's imploding on itself. Right? The plane is crashing. The boat is sinking. And you're asking yourself, do I get a stateroom in the next boat? I don't know. What I do know is you won't drown. So your choice is stay here and drown, or let's see what the next boat brings. Either way, this boat's going down. It's as simple as that. It really is. It doesn't get any easier than that right there. He's been attacked over and over again. Anti-Semitic. Full of hate. His rhetoric is evil. He is leading the charge towards anti-Semitism, towards locking everything up and throwing away the key and new concentration camps and all of these kind of things. He addressed civil rights last night.
As we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, we are reminded of our nation's path towards civil rights and the work that still remains to be done.
Yes. Talk about it, but it doesn't matter. Talk about it, but it doesn't matter. Because for some people, it'll never be enough. Because we have to have a winner and a loser. And that's the way that people view a situation like this. The winners should be us. The American people. The problem is, the game is rigged, so the politicians always win. And Americans, if we're lucky, will win a little bit. But we'll more often than not lose. And that's not the way it should be. He was open and he was honest last night. I think it was from the heart. And I think his hands were on that speech more so than the likes of Bannon and Miller and other people that are his close confidants around there. I wouldn't be surprised if his daughter had a hand in some of that stuff last night. It was very real. I think it was honest. I think it was from the heart. And of course, one of the big things he talked about last night was immigration.
What would you say to the American family that loses their jobs, their income, or their loved one because America refused to uphold its laws and defend its borders?
Both sides last night brought out groups of people that were affected by illegal immigration. Some of them coming here, dreamers. The left does that. The right brought out people that were affected because their loved ones were killed by people that were here illegally. Political pawns. Fix immigration. Said it yesterday before it started. Immigration's ripe for a real discussion and to be fixed. And I think he's 100% right. And I think he knows. He's not going to get everything he wants, but he set it up so he's going to get a lot. And America, you and I, and the people that are going to stay here are all going to benefit in a much better way. In an absolute much better way. Dealing with things like this, I found it to be great. I found it to be absolutely great. And I love what he put here because I think this is, and I think this is as much about him and even more so was aimed at him more than anybody else.
The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us.
I think he was saying that about himself as much as anything else. I think he realizes that the fight with the media, the 3 a.m. tweets, the wackiness that he at times can cause with some of his antics is trivial compared to what people are going through across this nation and the optimism that they finally have. And I think there's a lot of optimism out there. I think people feel the optimism. I think people are excited about it. I think there's a bubbling up of what potentially may be another run for America that will once again establish us as the greatest country, not of this time, but of all time, which is what we are. The greatest idea, the greatest country. And we have lost a pep in our step. And I think there is that sense that that pep in the step is there. I talked to somebody last night, a little bit older, and they said, you know, this reminds me of 79. Moving into 80. With Reagan. And the whole run-up. And we're just, it just feels like something's about to happen that is going to be a boom for us. And I said, I go, does he remind you of Reagan? He says, no. He said, there's some things, a little bit of a wild card. He goes, but it's just, it's a sense like there is some momentum that's about ready to be, you know, uncaged, if you will. And I said, you know what? I feel it too. I do. I do. Speaking of feeling it, you're not feeling it when it comes to your employees. Well, you've got some good employees, but some not so good employees. And what's just driving you crazy is you need good employees. You're looking around going, I need a good employee. Where am I going to get an employee? Chad, where do I get a good employee? Calm down, calm down, calm down. ZipRecruiter.com. What's that? ZipRecruiter.com. You go there, right? It's amazing. You, right now, you go out there and you're like, well, I just better put this in this place and I'll put it in here. So I put it out there, put an ad out there in two or three places. And how's that working for you? It's not working for me, Chad. It's not working at all. Well, ZipRecruiter.com is going to help you because you're going to be able, with a single click, to post your job to 200 sites. What? Facebook and Twitter as well. All right. Okay. Well, what about my industry? Any city, any industry, nationwide, just post once. Watch those qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Qualified, you say? Yes. No juggling emails. None of that craziness. Taking wacky phone calls to your office. You're going to quickly screen calls. You're going to rate these candidates. You're then going to hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies, small and medium-sized businesses, and right now, for listeners of the Chad Benson Show. Well, I listen. Let me tell you what I'm going to do for you. Okay. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report and post your job for free. Say what? ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today just for being a listener of the Chad Benson Show. What's that again? ZipRecruiter.com/report. Do it right now. Post it for free. You will thank me, but really what you need to thank is ZipRecruiter. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
From now on, America will be empowered by our aspirations, not burdened by our fears. Inspired by the future, not bound by failures of the past. Streets where mothers are safe from fear, schools where children learn in peace, and jobs where Americans prosper and grow are not too much to ask.
That right there, Donald Trump delivering what I thought was a fantastic speech last night and what I think is going to be a change in tone and I think we're going to get a much more real and honest Donald moving forward who's going to take much more control and hopefully put aside a lot of that trivial stuff. 844-DIG-CHAD, what do you think about the speech last night? Impressed? Unimpressed? Did he hit the right notes? Did he miss something? Craig in Oklahoma, what's happening?
I only got part of it before I had to go to bed. But I've been listening to InfoWars, and they've been playing it and commenting much like you are. And you're right on the money about him. He just needs to come across a little bit more clearly for the dumbed-down masses out there who aren't paying attention to him. I mean, I was sitting there watching those congressmen and senators sitting in that room. You got Nancy Pelosi doing a false golf clap. You know, fat Al Franken sitting in the back somewhere, slouching in his chair. I think he actually blew a raspberry. You know, there's no respect on that end. The Democrats aren't going to give in. They're going to fight him every way. And we just got to tell these people up there in Washington, you got to get behind this president. Because
absolutely, Craig. Absolutely. I agree 110% on that. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. And you know what, Craig's right. We've got to have respect. We've got to show more respect. The Republicans, you were guilty of it with Obama. You didn't show respect at times. And it's coming back to roost. But the attitudes that they have, not only for the president, but the attitude that they have towards other Americans who voted for this president is where I believe they are missing the mark, the Democrats, last night. They showed me a lot, as did President Trump last night. Marshall, you want to talk about Trump's speech? What'd you think?
I actually thought it was quite good. I thought the tone and tenor were much more respectful, much more presidential. He seemed to speak a little bit more about compassionate conservatism, which I thought was very important in the way that he talked about immigration, especially because I live on the border, and it's a gray issue here. I realize 350 million Americans don't live here, and the biggest complaint is the law got broken. But there's got to be some way to pair the understanding that the law was broken with the on-the-ground truth of what people along the border see. They're just
absolutely. You're 100% right. And I think we forget that, Marshall. We got to jump. I appreciate that. I think we forget that, you know, we live in, you know, I live in Southern California. I've grown up here my entire life. I live in the desert area. People along the border, they experience other things that are different. And we see both sides of the immigration argument. We do. I think he hit it on the nail last night. I think the nail on the head last night. I think he moved forward. The compassion he had, but also the we's. And we need to. And let's come together. A lot of people out there, I think, were surprised. There are going to be some people out there that will always poo-poo him because he's got an R by his name and because of the antics and stuff. And I get that. But as Americans, we need a leader that's going to lead. And if he continues this, and I hope this was not a one-off, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think what we'll see is somebody that we didn't expect. And a lot of times in life, it's the one you don't expect that ends up being the one. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can always reach us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. What did you think of the speech last night that the Donald delivered to the American people in Congress? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. I'll show you what you were.
How old was he here, Phil? Like 8?
Yeah.
That's younger, Beaver. By younger, we mean like he was like 15 or 16. Turns 23 today. Happy birthday, Biebs. 23 years old. Born in London, Ontario, Canada. 5'7" there, eh? And oh, by the way, $245 million is his net worth. Say what? Congratulations, Bieber. For showing, I to put this in perspective, $245 million is what his net worth is. Britney Spears is worth $150 million. A lot of money, right? All of us would be very happy with that. Bieber's worth $100 million more than she is. And unlike her, I don't foresee him, no matter how many weird monkeys and Ferraris he crashes, letting the monkey drive the Ferrari, I don't foresee him doing the Vegas thing and kind of becoming a caricature of themselves. I'm just saying. That's a lot of money, kids. That's absolutely a lot of money. It's a school. It's in Milwaukee. And a teacher decided, hey, I'm going to have a lot of fun with the kids. I'm going to tell them a story. They wanted a story, they said. Kids come home, say, Mom, guess what we did today? Kindergartners, by the way. Kindergartners. We played with a a Ouija board. Say, what?
He tells me everything that happens at school. This was new to him, I think.
A Milwaukee mom, too upset to show her face, but wants other parents to know what's really going on inside her five-year-old son's classroom at Zablocki Elementary. On Friday, she says her son came home from kindergarten and told her his teacher used a Ouija board.
They were shutting off the lights and shutting the windows or whatever and making it dark and spooky and talking to spirits. That's not something that should be at school.
No, I don't think so. I would have to say, I'm going to put another thing down on what teachers cannot do. You cannot look through my son's phone, and you cannot play with a Ouija board. Those are the things that I'm asking you not to do, all right? Like, it should be pretty simple, right? Like, don't sleep with the kids, right? Don't sleep with the kids. Don't talk politics or religion. Right? Stay away from that unless it's part of the class. Civics, you're talking about the great religions, but you're only talking about them really quickly, and you're moving on just in an educational standpoint. You're not preaching or anything. And, oh, by the way, don't bring in a Ouija board. Don't bring in a Ouija. Again, we're not asking a lot. I'm not asking a lot. I'm asking that you don't do that.
The family says the children are just too young to be exposed to the concepts of Ouija boards, and the teacher should just stick to the curriculum. Now, her five-year-old is having nightmares.
He's scared now to go to bed at night, to be in the dark, anything alone.
How do they get jobs? Like, who didn't get the job? Well, the guy that had the hook for a hand, we decided not to go with him, and now we're rethinking it. Because this one's summoning spirits, right? Next thing you know, your little kid's got Bloody Mary following you home. And by, can you guys see this? Let's close our eyes and think about the movie trailer based on a true story. Teacher bringing the Ouija board, having a little fun. Next thing you know, boom! Horror movie. The spirit follows the kid home. There you go. I just wrote another Hollywood blockbuster. What do you guys think of that? I think it's really good, Chad. I really do. I think it's absolutely fab-tabadishless. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-44-2423. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Talking about Trump's speech. When he was talking about education last night, I don't believe that was the educational part he was talking about. And all kids get Ouija boards instead of computers. I don't think that was where he was going with that. Texter writes, and I was so impressed by the speech last night, my heart soared. As proud to be an American again, in the vision of our future, where we are at, maximize our potential and our possibilities. For the benefit of so many, I was just so proud. What about those of you out there? There's anybody out there that wasn't enamored by it, that thought that it's baloney, that thinks maybe, just maybe, that this president is playing a game? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. There are plenty of people out there that weren't enamored with the speech. Most of them are professional lefties. People like, say, for instance, this guy, will call him Old Man Bernie.
In his first address to the nation, he didn't even mention Social Security or Medicare once, not a single time.
He needs to. That's one of the things that we need to talk about. Here's the entitlements eat up so much of what we have here, and they need to be looked at. They do. I think Medicaid, Medicare, you know, wherever, whatever you have in your state, whatever federal program, I mean, it's Medicare, whatever federal program you have, you look at and you think, okay, how big is this? What does this eat up? Well, there are three. The budgets, these are the sacred cows, you know, the military and defense spending, Social Security, healthcare. Those are sacred cows. Sacred. But they need to be addressed. He's going to spend more money updating our nukes. He's going to spend more money on our military to make sure they have everything they need in the battlefield. He's going to spend more money, but he's also got to look at how can we start to make these things solvent and fix them again. Is it cuts elsewhere? What can we do? Bernie's right, but this wasn't about the long term. This was about addressing the individual last night more than the collective, meaning helping you and you and you and you and you get back to work, helping you, you and you, not only get back to work in a way that you are making a great living, helping the single mom out there. These are the things that were talked about last night more than anything else. But I digress. It is the left. It is Bernie. And Bernie is a persnickety old man.
At a time when we have more people in jail than any other country on earth, disproportionately, African-American, Latino, Native American, I did not hear President Trump say one word about how he was going to fix a broken criminal justice system.
Yeah. Times and place. That wasn't the time or the place last night. We need to address it. We do need to address it. Not going to lie to you there. Wasn't the time or the place. Last night was about America, putting America first, moving America forward. It was about the economy. It was about immigration. It was about getting the swagger back in our step. It was a new tone, a new tenor from the president that we haven't seen in a long time. It wasn't about solving issues last night. It was talking about the possibilities and where we're headed. 844-DIG-CHAD. Matthew and Indy, what's up?
Hey, this is Matthew.
What's going on, Matthew? What can I do for tonight?
Well, real quick, maybe I take a different view on this, on the Trump's concept of America first from a lot of other people. Some people consider it an egotistical standpoint. But I look at it from the perspective of when I was young, I was in the Boy Scouts and I was trained as a lifeguard. And one of the things they teach you is use all the tools at your disposal to help somebody before you go out there. And if you go out there, if you end up having to go out there, you put yourself first. In other words, if they're going to grab you, because that's typically what happens, if somebody's drowning, they panic, they grab you and they drag you down and two people drown instead of one. They say, take care of yourself first. When an airplane loses cabin pressure and the masks drop down, they say, take care of yourself first. Then you're in a position to help somebody else that's infirm or young children or anything like that. The reality is that our ability to assist the rest of the world, which seems to be what the people on the left are so concerned about, is directly related to our ability first to position ourselves as strong. If we're not doing that, we are weakening our ability to help others. It's a very, very simple thing. And
yeah, very, very interesting, Matt. It's an interesting way to take a look at it. I appreciate your call. And look, again, everybody's going to read into it. And I think, Matthew, there's something right about what Matthew said in the America First thing. We have neglected ourselves. It's that mom that works 40 hours a week, comes home, makes dinner, sacrifices day in and day out for the kids and for her husband, or the husband that's working two jobs and doing all these things. It's you're not taking care of yourself first. And we as a group need to. Look, if the top's healthy, then the bottom's healthy too. And unfortunately in life, there is tops and bottoms. There is. And there's the middle. And if they're healthy, we're good. Right? We got to have that. We can't just have the healthy head of the country and everything else sick. We have to have a healthy cross-section of everything. We want full health for our country. That's getting the swagger back. That's getting a step back. That's getting that confidence back that I think we have gotten away from. Some of it is self-deprecating, right? Some of it's not good to be, a nationalist and love our country. No, that's bunk and BS. It is. It's great. And we can put America first. And there's plenty of people here that need us to start putting ourselves first to help them through their trying times. But you're not going to please everybody. Doesn't matter what you do in life. You will not please everybody. And that's fine. You go out and you do the best you can and you please the most that you can. If there's 1,000 people and 850 or 900 of them are satisfied, that's great. If there's 1,000 people and 900 are not satisfied, that's not great. You know what you won't find? Is you won't find 1,000 people that are satisfied. It's never going to happen. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Simple and easy, 323-538-2423. What do you think of the speech last night? Text away, 323-538-2423. This country was famous for a dingo eating a baby. Now wait to hear what ate a dog. It's the Chad Benson Show. Yo, yo, yo.
Chad Benson.
We should implement legal reforms that protect patients and doctors from unnecessary costs that drive up the price of insurance and work to bring down the artificially high price of drugs.
The president last night speaking in front of Congress, delivering what I thought was a very good speech, talking about all kinds of things from immigration to education to the economy and everything in between. I thought he delivered a real good speech. I thought it was optimistic. I thought his tone and tenor were perfect. 844-DIG-CHAD. Jim wants to talk about military spending. We spend too much, Jim?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We spend, and this has been a statistic cited for many, many years now. So, I mean, it's not like just a one-off thing like, oh, well, last year or whatever. That we spend more on our military annually than the next seven nations combined, which would be Russia, China, the Northwest Europeans, you know, France, Britain, whoever, everybody else has got large militaries in Northwest Europe. We spend more than all of them combined annually for year after year after year. So I myself.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely. And you know what, Jim? Jim, you're not even taking into the account all of the dark money that's out there that gets allocated into accounts that goes to things like DARPA and stuff that you don't even see. We probably spend double what we think we spend. And we love the freedoms that all of these things provide us. Because you know what? Not only are we protecting ourselves, we're protecting a lot of other nations out there. And, oh, by the way, we spend a ton of money on social service programs that all these other countries scream that's a wonderful thing to have. We still spend double and triple than what they do combined. Yeah, we need to get a hold of it. And let's be real. I think we can both agree with this, Jim. There's a lot of waste in government. Some of it's in military. Some of it's in a lot of other places that we could chop fat from and we'd be fine.
Okay, I agree with that. But let me also point out another thing that he said last night that I just... And this was true throughout the Obama administration, and for which I don't understand how people leave the control of our Congress in the hands of the Republicans. As far as I'm concerned, the next time a bridge drops out from under traffic like that one that happened up in Minnesota back in 86 or 2006
yeah.
or whatever, everybody in Congress who refuses to allocate money to fix up our infrastructure ought to be charged with voluntary manslaughter, because it's not something that nobody knows is going to happen. It's already happened with very graphic results of people dying because we just don't spend money on fixing things. And now...
Absolutely. And Jim, you know what? You're not going to get an argument from me here. And I will say this. I'm in California right now. We have the Orville Dam that is getting ready to burst at any moment. It's already flooded out. Since 1965, that thing's been sitting there and hasn't been worked on. We have thousands of dams around here and infrastructure projects that don't get touched upon, and they need to. I appreciate your call, man. We got to jump. But it's not just the Republicans. Last night, I heard all of them, Democrats, coming out and going, he wants to do all of this spending, $1 trillion of spending on infrastructure. Where are we going to get that money? Really? We did $1 trillion? You remember that whole thing we did with the shovel-ready jobs that really weren't any? I thought that's what that crap was for. Remember that? Producer Phil, wasn't that supposed to be shovel-ready infrastructure jobs?
That's exactly what it was supposed to be, and I remember seeing the signs on the highway for it.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. We waste a lot of money, and we could chop at certain places. Military spending, not only does it employ a lot of people, but it keeps us safe. It keeps our allies safe, and it keeps us one step ahead of everybody else. We defeated the Russians because we outspent them. That's it. Capitalism kicked their ass. Period. 110%. Australia, Dateline. Yesterday, g'day there. I'm out with my dog, and we're out playing there. I'm throwing out there this like little ball. And the dog, we'll call it Doggy, is chasing the ball in the water, right? The water. It's out there in the water. Say what? I know, right? And, you know, we're famous for having a dingo eat a baby. But my dog, Doggy, who I love very much, I give it hugs all the time, It is my wingman. In fact, I loved it so much, we were going to enter into a domestic partnership. That's how much I love my dog. Guess what happened? The dog was ate by a shark. No way. Yeah, totally. Ate right there by a bull shark. It was horrible. I feel bad. Gutted. That was my dog, Doggy. That's what happened yesterday in Australia, Sydney. Dog swimming in the ocean, playing fetch with the owner. And much like the movie Jaws, when they were looking for Whippet, Whippet was not to be found. Neither was the dog. Eaten by an 11-foot bull shark. By the way, bull sharks are bad news. Worse than great white sharks. And they can swim inside of freshwater as well as saltwater. They are not to be trifled with. And unlike humans, where they take a bite and leave it, the dog was eaten whole and will not be participating in any more reindeer games. And for that, we wish you all the best, Doggy, on this horrible day. My dog's gone. I feel horrible. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program. Always 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Let me know how you like the president's speech last night. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.